नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवत कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 7 एंड 8 टेक्स्ट 7 गंधवस्तुषु देहम् निधाय मुनिसत्तमाः समाप्ते सत्रयागे च देवानुचुः समागता. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस, देयर इज नो पर्पस, विल रीड नेक्स्ट वर्स आल्सो, बट ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दिस वर्स बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तानंद स्वामी प्रभुपाद. ड्यूरिंग द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ द यज्ञ द बॉडी रिलिंक्विश्ड बाय महाराज निमी वॉज प्रिजर्व्ड इन फ्रैग्रेंट सब्सटेंसेस एंड एट द एंड ऑफ द सत्र याग द ग्रेट सेंट्स एंड ब्राह्मणास मेड द फॉलोइंग रिक्वेस्ट टू ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स असेंबल्ड देयर. टेक्स्ट 8 राज्ञो जीवतु देहोऽयं प्रसन्नः प्रभवो यदि तथ्योक्ते निमी प्राह मा भुन्मे देह बंधनम. ट्रांसलेशन इन पर्पट टेक्स्ट 8 इफ यू आर सैटिस्फाइड विद दिस सैक्रिफाइस एंड इफ यू आर एक्चुअली एबल टू डू सो काइंडली ब्रिंग महाराज निमी बैक टू लाइफ इन दिस बॉडी. द डेमिगॉड सेड येस टू दिस रिक्वेस्ट बाय द सेजेस, बट महाराज निमी सेड प्लीज डू नॉट इम्प्रिजन मी अगेन इन दिस मटेरियल बॉडी. परपट डेमिगॉड्स आर इन अ पोजिशन मेनी टाइम्स हायर देन दैट ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स. देयरफॉर ऑल्दो द ग्रेट सेंट्स एंड सेजेस वेर ऑल्सो पावरफुल ब्राह्मणास दे रिक्वेस्टेड द डेमिगॉड्स टू रिवाइव महाराज निमीज बॉडी विच हैड बीन प्रिजर्व्ड इन वेरियस परफ्यूम बाम्स. One should not think that the demigods are powerful only in enjoying the senses. They are also powerful in such deeds as bringing life back to a dead body. There are many similar instances in the Vedic literatures. For example, according to the history of Savitri and Satyavan, Satyavan died and was being taken away by Yamraj. But on the request of his wife Savitri, Satyavan was revived in the same body. This is an important fact about the power of the demigods. Om Adnyanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana. So, Parpat has a point and a translation of text 8 has a point. We'll discuss both for a few minutes. Actually, it was fixed a week back that I will be speaking, but then I became sick yesterday and today, and I told that I might not speak, but then they said we have to make some urgent arrangement, so better you only speak. So I said, you are already sick, if you have to make urgent arrangements, few more people will become sick, so better you continue. And I had prepared around 4-5 days back few points, not many, only few, so maybe I'll discuss that and we will have a short class today. So in the purport over here, Prabhupada is glorifying the qualities or the power of demigods. We have to understand in this material world, generally that's what the mistake the present day technology does, is it rejects all existence beyond the human existence on the earth. They say there is no entity anywhere around the whole universe. Srila Prabhupada says it's so illogical. Just like you see in this whole earth, there is not a square millimeter of space where there are no living entities. If you go on a microscopical level or a molecular, not molecular, but cellular level, Prabhupada says, just see any land, air, underground, overground, water. There are millions of entities filling this whole earth. And the Sanskrit word used is called jana kirino. Jana means living entities and kirino means densely packed. So Prabhupada said, just like they are densely packed over here on the earth, they are densely packed all over the world. It may be different planets. And there are different types of capacities of human beings. Better, just I was thinking while speaking this auspicious prayers, we may have faith on the Vedic scriptures or not. It's generally nice to keep faith on those who are more, like follow people who are more powerful than us physically or intellectually. It may not be blindly, but we have to do that. Just like a few days I was speaking about Brahmajis. I was making the point that Brahmaji is the first person in this universe. And suddenly he knows much, much, much more and greater and more properly than what we all human beings know. So if Brahmaji states something, it's better that we accept it in our life. Similarly, these demigods, as Vraj Vihari Prabhu was making the point, that few years back he said that Maharana Pratap Singh, he was certainly intellectually more powerful but also physically. He made a point that he would carry a sword of 90 kg and just on the wrist he would play the sword, on the power of the wrist. And then he said Maharana Pratap always used to carry two swords, one for himself and one if the opposite party doesn't have a sword. So physically certainly he was more powerful. And there are people who are more powerful than the present day people in intellectual sense. We think if we can make some small computers or something, we have made a big advancement. But the Vedic culture gives advancement to a different thing, like Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya, to get away from Maya. Another point is actually also related here. We see this Nimi Maharaj is making a very wonderful request, a lot to learn from. Nimi Maharaj is saying that the whole incidence is the Yajna is over. Actually, you might have heard yesterday, day before yesterday, Nimi Maharaj, Vasishtha cursed Nimi Maharaj that you be killed. And Nimi Maharaj cursed him back, you also be killed. So both died. Vasishtha took birth again from some demigod and from sages, medium of the sages. And Nimi Maharaj's dead body was preserved. And then the sages who had performed the yajna at the end requested demigod that if you can, please revive this body. Please get Nimi Maharaj back into the same body. So demigod said, yes, we can do it. And when they tried, Nimi Maharaj made a very nice request, humble request, which is generally not heard of. He says, please, please, do not put me back into this obnoxious material body. So this is, we have to understand that Nimi Maharaj has understood. And don't think that Nimi Maharaj's body was really, means in the sense of a leper's body, full of dirt, unclean. He was the king. So certainly his body was very beautiful, powerful, intellectual. Hundreds of people were following him. He had the power of the whole army, big finances. Still, he's saying that please don't put me back into this dirty body. Obnoxious means simple language, dirty body. And this is Maya. Krishna is also telling us, how is Krishna telling this body is dirty, give it up? We see if we have so many holes, 9 holes they say in our body. Actually, I was thinking that if you see a room and people coming out of room and everyone has a brick of gold in his hand, we can understand that room is full of brick of golds. People are going and getting it out. Similarly, if we observe our body, Krishna has made the arrangement so nicely that from all the holes, all dirty things come out. It is called mala, from the eyes, from the ear, from the nose. So we should understand his body, although packed in a skin, is full of, we have heard this story of liquid beauty many times. It's no need to repeat that. But still it is called Maya. We don't feel like that. Dinanath Prabhu, our friend and a medical practitioner, doctor, he was saying, Prabhuji, what we call this Maya? Sometimes in the student life of medical students, there is a girl and a boy who are studying medicine and there is a dead body lying in between. They are supposed to open it. The dead body is lying and the girl is getting attracted to the boy and boy is getting attracted to the girl. He said they can, and sometimes the body is open. All the things are visible inside, the stomach, liver, intestine, blood, pus, fat. Still, he said this is Maya, that they are seeing it. Physically, they are seeing the dirtiness of the body. And they also know that this is what is within both of us. But still that attraction is there, thinking this body is very good. But Nimi Maharaj actually had a very good body, a very beautiful, powerful body, and he has understood. So he is saying that, please, please, don't put me back into this material body. That's his request. So this is required. It's just like we have heard. To get the mercy of the Supreme Lord or to get the spiritual body, a detachment from the material body is required. If some of us would have been there, we said, okay, I am ready to go back into this body. Just like we are not so eager to get out of this body. Although we know I am not this body, we know all the philosophy. But practically, we see our behavior is contradictory. And modern science, Vedic culture, consider this as knowledge. Today, we may be very proud. There are some people who may be MBA or highly advanced in engineering or medicine or law. I've been walking sometimes back outside these management colleges who are like supposed to be the top. Sydney and Jamunal Bajaj and whatever these names are there. So these people who are there have cracked very tough exams. GMAT or something like that. CAT or... And they got entry. And we might think that they are highly educated people, highly sophisticated. But Vedic culture calls it Maya because I've seen most of them, they come out of the college and they engage in smoking. Or drinking. So basic understanding is not there. If they can't see, this is smoking is bad for me. So that is Maya. Similarly, this Maya is our material body is beautiful. Our material body has some value. Something it is good. It may not be so good, but it is good. That's what... Yeah, it has only one utility. If we see some positive side, a material body has only one utility. That is, it can be used in service of Krishna. Otherwise, we should not be much attached to this body. We see people in this world, they just want to prolongate their life, which is not unnatural. But prolongating without Krishna consciousness doesn't make much sense, as it is said in Vedic scriptures, that does the trees not live for thousands of years and things like that. So, we should understand that although this material body is fully dirty and obnoxious, it can be used in one good way, that is reviving our spiritual consciousness. And it can happen in this Kali Yuga, is really bad age. As I said, people are so-called highly educated, but they don't know these basic concepts of Maya. As I said, these doctors, they are seeing the dirty open bodies, but they are still getting attracted. So there's a covering of illusion, the covering of illusion, skin is there. It's not only skin, because as Dinath was saying, these doctors, they see open dead body in front of them, all dirty things, but they're getting attracted. So they're seeing the reality, and that is what is called as Pashyan Apina Pashyati. So there is a covering over on the mind and intelligence. In spite of seeing it, it's not understood. So this material body, I was just thinking, in this age of Kali, is such a few days back, we had this program, a little big program in one engineering college where I go. And then in the end, I was expecting something like that to happen because this program was not in a room. So when we have in a room, it gives a different ambience and the program becomes a little serious in nature. But because we did not have this common room available for some reasons, we had to do it in a lawn, big lawn. In a hostel, the lawn, good lawn. But then the whole atmosphere changes, open air, evening time. And when it's in the room, if you are in the room, you are seriously part of it. Lawn, you can visit, you can take, it becomes a little relaxed mood. So we had a program, there were some talks, and then the kirtan began. And most, they are all engineering students, supposed to be got into admission into some college, supposed to be more educated lot. And then the most atheistic type of, only good point was, in the kirtan, everyone joined in. Even the atheistic people, even people from other faiths, and they all joined in. And then the way they were dancing was the, which cannot be described over here. I was expecting that because I knew this is a senior hostel where the boys are not much under control. They're second year, third year, fourth year, so they can't be told to be peaceful. And then it's open air program, open lawn, so anyone can join in. So we can't, but still, it was not much a trouble. But I was thinking, sorry, I cannot say, but they just came and danced all the wild ways. Some of them removed their shirts also. Yeah, it happened. They were thinking it's like some orchestra happening. I was thinking, at least these people, they would never chant holy names. And they would never dance in kirtan. And if you call them like that, they won't come. They come for a program. And these were exactly the same people who are not much favorable for spiritual life. But for kirtan, they came and they danced in all the wild possible ways. And some devotees were initially a little taken aback. What's this happening? I said, you have to expect this in Kali Yuga. If we think, what this is happening, we can't go ahead with our preaching activities. This is going to happen. But still, like that's what Srila Prabhupada, when he went to US, he might be thinking, what's this happening? He faced something like that, some people lying on the street. And another point happened during the similar place, during kirtan. So this material body, I would see that they are educated, qualified, but actually their level of intelligence is very low. No, I'm not criticizing them, anyone in this material world. Their level of intelligence is very low. Although technologically they can be B.Tech, M.Tech, or M.D., Ph.D., whatever it is. We should understand this material body. But then good point was, some people were thinking, Guruji, what is this? Why we should not stop the kirtan? In fact, I was saying, let's go on for some more time. I was telling them, see, these people who are dancing in this wild way, they have no scope to perform any spiritual life logically. If we invite them for a program, they are not going to come. They are from other faiths. They are from the faiths where they criticize Vedic culture. They are not going to come. But here they are dancing in holy name, in whatever fashion they know they are dancing. At the same time, they are some way chanting the holy names also. I said, at least let us do it. That's the only way where they can chant holy names. And the program was finished. So I was thinking this point, that his body, although not very attractive, has one use. And another very interesting thing happened. It's interesting in the sense something different happened, but it's not very joyful, although some living entities to die in the incident. Still, who died was what Vedic scriptures, Bhagavatam says, that sages are happy on the death, but still, anyone's death is a death. What was happening is that after the lecture, we are doing some kirtan, not in this big lecture, in the normal weekly program. Still, there are 100, 120 students. And then kirtan was happening, everyone was jumping up and down. And suddenly, everyone started looking down on the ground at one spot. So I thought somebody's specs has fallen down or something like that. But then they looked around for some time and they again continued the kirtan. So afterwards, I asked, what happened? They said, Prabhuji, one scorpion has came in. And all the boys were jumping up and down and the scorpion was trying to escape here and there. So one way, he was also dancing in the kirtan. But then somebody jumped and landed on the scorpion straight. And the scorpion died on the spot. So after he died, then they were looking. They understood that scorpion has came in only after he died. So then he was lying there. So in that way, actually, we should not be happy over the death of a living entity. But still, scorpion or no scorpion, if our body can be left in the chanting of holy names, this age of Kali, that's the perfection. And I was saying this power of demigods, we should understand that it's not something astonishing. We see various types of living entities all throughout this world, in the present age, in the past age. I was just thinking this Vedic scriptures, why we should not accept it as authority? Even from the mundane point of view, even to write such big scriptures in itself a very Herculean task. Not many people in the present day can do it. Whole Vedas, Puranas, Upanishadas, then Itihasas, Brahmanas, Aranyakas, so many things are there. So to write the Vedic scriptures is itself such a big task. Certainly some elevated person than us has done it. Just like we respect some scientist because he has found out one theorem. Some theorem he founds out and we respect him. So similarly, we understand this Vedic scriptures is also written by some intellectual people. And no ordinary man, at the time when there are no printing presses, no DTPs, no laptops, at that time, such a vast amount of literature was written. That means it was not an ordinary act. As I said, we accept scientists because they are somewhat more intellectual than us, more powerful than us. Similarly, why not to accept the authors of Vedic scriptures? It's very clear that they are more powerful and intellectual than us. So we had a choice between the two. We have to accept one as the authority. And then we see that most of the authors of Vedic scriptures were not in Maya. They had some basic understanding of reality, not like the people today who are educated are. They don't have gross understanding that smoking is bad, that drinking is bad, illicit sex life is bad. Even this basic understanding is not there with the present-day educated people who are our ideals or scientists or leaders of the world. And we see at least this basic understanding was certainly there with the Vedic authors. So they are also intellectual, they are also powerful. They had also done some great feats. They have fasted for so many days or something like that. So we had a choice whom to follow. So we should understand these authors of Vedic scriptures are not ordinary persons. As I was mentioning in the last class, this boy, atheistic boy who came to meet me after the program, he was astonished by one point. He could not understand. He said, I still don't accept God exists. I think it is an imaginary concept. But I am also astonished by how this imaginary concept gets a very good positive change in the lives of the students. He said, I cannot understand that how an imaginary concept can get a tangible change, a positive. He accepted. He accepted that not only those who boys who stay on the base have changed their lives. He said, I can make a clear demarcation in the, because he used to stay in hostel, between the boys who attend your programs and who don't attend. Just attending once a week, not even we call it a serious attendee. He said, but still I can make a clear demarcation, those who come to your program and those who don't come, they may not be serious followers. I can see some difference. And that's what I cannot make a point. I cannot understand if God is imaginary concept, what you are speaking is not true, there is no soul, there is no God. I accept that. I don't accept God is there. I don't accept soul is there. But I see one point, that those who come for the lectures, those who chant maybe even one round, two round, have a different perspective to life. Their appearance is still different. So he was a little bewildered. How can imaginary, it's a big question. We don't see any imaginary concept give some tangible results. Imaginary food can't fulfill our stomach. Neither can imaginary check give us some hard cash. We don't see in this material world any imaginary things giving some tangible results. Neither can we decorate ourselves with some imaginary jewelry. It just can't happen. And feel we are very looking good now, very attractive because we are decorated with imaginary jewelry and cloths. So he was really not able to answer this concept, that how can the imaginary concept of God and the soul bring out tangible. But he was very convinced that, yes, there is a very good tangible results. So then if his doubt is correct, so one of the two has to happen. So tangible results are false, but he said, no, they are true. I am seeing it. So the imaginary concept of God is false. That also he was not able to accept. But we have to understand that concept of God is not imaginary. It is a very tangible and realistic concept. And therefore, it has got tangible and realistic effects in the people, those who follow the instructions of God. So I would just end here. I won't take long because I said I just some points which I thought a few days back. Basically, two points. The demigods are much more powerful, like the sages are. Better we follow. And the sages and demigods are, as Prabhupada makes this point, they are not only powerful in enjoying the senses, they are powerful all around. They are also powerful in controlling the senses when required. So better to follow the demigods and sages rather than following so-called intellectual people in the present-day world. Both are intellectual. And also be convinced that this body has, this is the perfection of spiritual life. I don't think anyone of us has reached this level. Maharaj Nimi is humbly, sincerely, repeatedly praying, please, 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 don't put me back into this dirty material body. This is also a great realization to have. This body, none of us have it. All of us are convinced that my body is beautiful. at least I am. None of us can say that my body is not beautiful. It's very difficult to have this relation. But Maharaj Nimi was actually a king. He actually had a beautiful, powerful, wealthy, everything, perfect. But he has understood that his body is not very attractive. So he's requesting, you do anything, but don't put me back into this body, this king's body. So if we can have this relation both ways, Hare Krishna. So I end. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.